right, it's only about half an hour now until it all kicks off and people are amassing ready to steward. There's lots of very exciting placards, which I just tweeted a picture of, although the light levels aren't brilliant, so if you can't see what it says, then it's something very, very witty and exciting about reclaiming the night and, you know, getting rid of male violence, etc. I'm standing here with...
Finn Mackay.
And she is the founder of the London Feminist Network, I believe.
That's correct.
Okay, so... That was founded about 4 or 5 years ago, wasn't it?
It was founded in 2004, yeah, and this is our 6th Reclaim the Night March.
Brilliant. And what was it that sort of prompted you to get together a London Feminist Network?
Well, at that time, there was a lot of stuff going on a few lists online, but people didn't seem to meet up that often in real space, and sometimes you'd see a discussion on a list and you'd see different names and then you'd go to an event and those people wouldn't be there. So we thought, well, what we need to do is meet regularly in a space where women can get together, meet other feminists, know that they're not alone, and plot actions and demonstrations and make things happen. So that's what we did.
Brilliant. And around the same time you started the Reclaim the Night?
Yeah, we started, the London Feminist Network started in the summer of 2004, and then that year with some colleagues from the Lilith Project, which is part of Eve's Housing for Women, we decided, why has no one started up the Reclaim the Night March again? The conviction rates for rape are getting worse and worse. What we need is to go back to these tactics and start the march again. And so that's what we did. And in 2004, it was a very small march. We marched on the pavement. We didn't have the road closed down. There was only about 30 of us. And then we had it again the next year, and there was about 500. And now we usually get around 2,000. So it's just grown and grown.
So we're expecting about 2,000 people here tonight.
Yes, hopefully, if the rain doesn't keep everyone away, yes.
Yes, there's the rain dampening it a little.
A little bit, yes.
And there's lots of megaphones and exciting chants and stuff, and then afterwards there's going to be some talks.
That's right, we've got 4 speakers from different organisations, and then after that we're actually working in partnership this year with the Emma Humphreys Memorial Prize. That's a prize that's awarded every year to one woman and one group for their work against violence against women and children. So the prize will actually be awarded at the Reclaim the Night rally tonight, and the winner will be there to receive her prize, and they'll make a couple of speeches, and then we've got a disco, and which is licensed until 2 a.m. at the Camden Centre.
Okay, I'm going to throw a slightly annoying question at you now. The big response I always get whenever I talk about violence against women is that somehow it's divisive to talk about violence particularly against women, because, you know, men get raped too, men get hurt by men too. So, I mean, what kind of thing would you say to counter that argument?
Well, what I always say is, you know, I don't pick it outside the offices of the Dogs Trust because they don't do anything for cats, and I don't pick it outside the Cats Protection League because they don't do anything for dogs. Everyone picks and chooses their battles, and that is not in exclusion of being involved in mixed movements and being involved in other movements. We wouldn't say if someone spent all their time trying to tackle starvation in African countries, we wouldn't say, why don't you do anything for starving children here? There's all different forms of politics, there's all different forms of activism to be involved in, and this is just one of them.
And I think it's also equally important to point out that violence against women involves a different power dynamic.
Yes, of course, and violence of a particular kind, male violence against women, sexual violence in particular, rape, sexual assault, sexual harassment, almost exclusively affects women and is almost exclusively perpetrated by men. 2 women every week are killed by a violent male partner. It is just fact that 2 men are not being killed every week by a violent female partner. Levels of sexual violence against women are epidemic in this country, and unfortunately this is a gendered crime, and that's why it's important that women get together and lead the campaign against it. And that's why we believe in women only space, and that's why we believe in women's political action and in the women's movement ultimately.
Brilliant, thanks ever so much for your time. I'll let you get on. I know you've got lots of phoning upstairs to do and to check in
cool.
last thing minutes.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for your time.